This is the local VK5 news segment. Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and communication enthusiasts. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wise South Australia and its committee. By now, if you're on the Wise South Australia mailing contact list, or you're one of our exceptional dedicated and skilled volunteers, you will receive an email from the Wise South Australian Secretary, who is Phil, VK5PKN, on behalf of the committee, with a link in the email in relation to updating your personal information, equipment and availability. There have been some concerns regarding a previous email that was sent out last week, as some persons that have received this email have perceived it as being a scam email, as it is requesting personal information, and if you have rightly questioned the validity of this email. This email and update is to ensure the Wison South Australia has your capabilities and availability on file to assist in an emergency situation, along with the correct current contact details for you, especially if you wish to continue to receive our newsletter. I can assure you personally that it is not a scam or fraudulent email, and all of your personal information that you provide will be securely stored and contained, and will only be available to executive members of the Wise South Australian Committee, and will not be made available to persons other than those who have authorised to have access to the supplied information, and as I stated, it is only accessible by the Executive Committee persons. If you have already completed and submitted your updated information, there is no need to resubmit the form, but if you haven't, I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to complete the online form by clicking on the link which is highlighted in the email that you will receive. Last Saturday, the 14th of October, the Wise South Australia quarterly meeting was held down at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activities Centre at North Goonoog, and what a great turnout we had with 30 amateurs coming along for the event. The highlight of the meeting was a presentation by Mr. Steph Daniels, VK5HSX from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club, on packet radio and BBS. It was a great presentation and was appreciated by all who attended on the morning. And all who attended the meeting gained education insight into packet radio, BBS and message sending transmission. Thank you again, Steph, for your time and presentation. As we normally do, we completed the quarterly meeting with a free sausage sizzle and drinks, and no amateur or seagull went home hungry on the day. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which is being held over the 17th to 19th of November across the Adelaide Hills region. This rally is a full tarmac rally and no dirt is involved in this event. Wise South Australia and its highly professional and skilled volunteers have been requested to provide radio communications and logistic support for this event across the 3 days. The event is top class and contains the latest high-end Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches, Aston Martins, McLarens, Bentleys, Lotus, and a range of other fully exotic vehicles. If you love quality vehicles and high performance, this is the chance to get up close to these vehicles as a Wise South Australian volunteer. There are volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist, and what a great way to utilise your radio skills. A fuel reimbursement contribution provided to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event as a Wise South Australian volunteer on the Rally SA website, and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on Wison volunteer link. You can also register for this event by contacting the President of Wise South Australia via the contact links to the Wise South Australia webpage, or just Google us or check Wison SA out on the Facebook page. Each volunteer who attends the event will receive a free limited edition collector's shirt along with a goodies gift box from the event organisers. On that note, this has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the Wise South Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event. Cheers to 73 all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. We can finally tell you about the major mystery project that Surge has been working on. After nearly 4 years of planning, negotiations, setbacks and testing, we can finally announce that the 2 metre southeast link repeater network has been successfully extended into southwest area of VK3. With the commissioning of an all-new 2-metre repeater near Portland, the South East Network now has a coverage of over 400 kilometres from end to end. Early signal reports indicate that the coverage has exceeded expectations, with mobiles up to 80 kilometres away and home stations up to 100 kilometres away able to access the new repeater with good signals. A very big thank you to the many Surge members that have contributed to this project, and they can be justly proud of their achievements. If anyone is travelling through this area of southwest Victoria, tuned to 146.875 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and give out a call. Yes, it's the same frequency as the Murray Bridge repeater, which many of you may already have programmed into your radios. A week or so ago, I informed you that Norbert VK5MQ will be going to Casey Station in the Antarctic very shortly. At this point, I have no further information, but I suggest that you keep an eye on Norbert's VK0 Alpha India page on QRZ.com. That's VK0AI. As he is going to be very busy during his 6-month stay, he may not get much time for amateur radio, but I'm sure that he will do his best to let everyone know when he might be able to get on air. One of our newest members, Barry, is patiently waiting a new call sign. Hang in there, mate, as it must be getting close to being made official now. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators, and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. Thursday night's presentation and talk by MAST, JA7FAS, and VK5FAS about his ARRL DX1 award and his many years in amateur radio was really very enlightening. The Japanese license structure is much different and more restrictive than what we have in Australia. His DX1 award to every country is an amazing achievement, one that not many people will achieve. Also, on Thursday night, one of our members paid me $10 for his badge, and after taking a careful mental note of his call sign, I can't remember it. If this was you, can you please drop me an email to president@ahars.au? It will save me having to search through all the payments made into the bank accounts. Unfortunately, the Astronomy in the Park event with Kim Thalassoudis was cancelled due to inclement weather conditions, and it will be rescheduled to a later date. More of this when it's been sorted out. Don't forget that if you'd be interested in taking part in the OCF Balen Building Workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, to drop me an email at president@ahars.au. We're planning to have this as our Saturday session for December, and we're hoping to put together a whole kit to assemble on the day. We're hoping the kit will be in the vicinity of $30 to $35 for everything. The AHARS annual lunch is to be held on the 19th of November, this year at the Belair Hotel. You'll need to email Jeff, VK5JB, at secretary@ahars.au to add your name to the list of attendees. We're hoping that the payment will be made directly to the hotel bistro staff on the day. Unfortunately, Pat's not in a position to handle this event, and I'm trying to get it sorted out as soon as possible. I'll confirm details as soon as possible by gaggle mail message. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. A general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. the ANZA DX Net. The ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 a day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. Also, for FCall licensed members who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get onto the ANZA net on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 on 21.205 MHz. Thanks, Michael, VK5MTR, for bringing this to my attention. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so that we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all for me from now, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up on Sunday, the 26th of November, is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale, with seller spots quickly running out. This event will be held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. We've already got a few commercial vendors lined up, including Connect VK and QSL comms, and door prizes donated by Tet Emtron. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. Bookings are open now and are filling up quickly, so email vk5arg@areg.org.au to make sure you reserve your spot. Also coming up in the AREG calendar, we've got our monthly fox hunt at 6:30 p.m. on Friday the 10th of November, then our monthly meeting on Friday the 20th of November. At this meeting, we'll have a talk from Tim, VK5ZT, on optical communications. As usual, keep an eye on the AREG website, areg.org.au, for more information on these events closer towards the date. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Next Friday, the 27th of October, the Northeast Radio Club meeting will have a special presentation on DMR, with a live talk by Tony, VK3JED. Now, the audio and slides will be going out on Zoom live from the Northeast Radio Club meeting. Now, also, Dale, VK5ZSH, will be present, and he will have some of the hardware for all to see what's involved in getting onto digital from home. He's going to have a hotspot connected to free DMR, and will be able to do DMR to YSF crossover, and hopefully there will be an M17 mini repeater. Also, he'll have some handhelds with open GD77 and open MDUV380 firmware. So come along and see all this digital amateur radio in action. That's next Friday, the 27th of October, at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. There'll be plenty of free parking, and as usual, we'll have tea, coffee and soft drinks available as well. So, don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.